Okay, Avodah Mosorit. Oh, very good. Talking about Simcha. Madom Yuchat Tovat Le'atma Simcha B'Torah. The Torah, a Simcha B'Nim B'Torah is a very important and independent sugya. It's a prophet in Mishlei. Ve'eye Etzloi Omoy. I will be a teacher, a trainer, as the Torah says. I'm a trained Klal Yisrael. Ve'eye Shashuyim Yom Yom. I'll be something also, a pleasure, a daily pleasure. So you see, the Torah has two facets to it. Number one, it trains us how to behave. Klal Yisrael is different than the rest of the world. Of course, we have a Torah that gives us clear-cut values. The rest of the world, the values change according to the whims of the people. Rahman al-Sun, we see how the values of the world, the morals of the world are deteriorating. Every few months, something new comes up which you couldn't imagine anybody would think of. By us, it's the same. Doesn't change everything because it's not relative to what people are thinking. It's absolute. Absolute truth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, who's Shafir Shashui? The second part of the Torah is it's something which is very pleasant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishtashteya Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also loves it. He interacts with the Torah. He says, Shev Zvein Reven Ogdomos. Since Hashem created this world in a fashion that he can interact with the West, the whole special thing about our religion, that each one has a personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an ongoing connection with Klal Yisrael and the entire world, the thing that causes the most direct connection between him and the world is the Torah itself. That's his Shashui. Pleasant interaction. And the Mela, he wants it to be for us also a Shashua. Gain location of Bayez Baruch, Lamadon Otayim, Kesh is a nice Iraqi. Proper Kesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only to relieve an Atayah. A person exerts himself in his learning, he forms a connection. People today don't want to exert themselves for anything, and therefore they don't have Kesh with that. Kesh to the kids, to the wives, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people out of that. The relationship is developed by putting something into the relationship. He's just expecting it to happen by himself. Like every divorce proceeding starts like this. She's so terrible, he says, he's so terrible. He says she's so terrible, and she says he's so terrible, and that's the end of the game. That is, nobody was willing to put anything into the marriage. He just wanted her to do everything his way, and she wanted to do everything her way. So now, willing to put anything into the marriage, no relations going on, and they determine it. And the same between parents and children. Today, parents complain, Mom, my kids don't, no cash with me, they don't respect me, don't do this with me. It's only coming because the parents really did not. Not only, but one of the factors. Yisdom Dati Hashem, there are all different causes for things. You can't pinpoint it. But there is a factor that very often is a factor. There are times a person does do things right and even still doesn't work out. But the very common is the parents are not really putting something into it. So they don't appreciate the gift they have for the child. Like I knew some children, young adults, but from very wealthy families, but totally acting as Yisdom, totally neglected. And they got everything they want, but they didn't have parents. Parents are too busy with the business and the trips, soul trips, entertainment. The children was a pain in the neck, which, want something, take it. Just get off my back. That was, they didn't say those words, but that was the message the kids got. They were totally emotionally destroyed. Because once again, if you don't appreciate what you have, and you don't be mishtashevo, enjoy to be together with them, and a pleasant interaction with them, then it won't happen. So, tell you the same thing. Tell you the greatest gift that Hashem gave humanity. To have relation, to wish, recognize the great ways of Hashem, we follow His ways, and that was able to an eternal connection with Him. The person just wants to sit back in a chair and doze off, and that was his connection to tell you, it won't do anything for him. It'll keep him off the streets, for him to feel connected to Avos HaTorah, Avos Lingdei HaTorah. It doesn't happen. The person sits down with his chavrusa after the shiur, before the shiur, try to work things out to make sure they understand it properly. Little by little, the pleasure, the experience becomes a much more pleasant experience than now it's interacting with the Torah and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. When a child starts learning Torah at a young age, he has a very superficial understanding. Just get used to it. Make it a part of your life. It's an important thing. There's a Rambam, Avdil, $1 million, interesting Avdil, they printed it out, I think, censored in the early printing. At the end of Hilchos Malachim, he says, Mashiach is going to come and teach Klal Yisrael the way of Hashem, and eventually get rid of all our enemies, and the whole world will accept the way of Hashem. He says that Mashiach will be self-evident. He will do these things. Mekar Klal Yisrael, get rid of the Rishonim, get rid of the Oyvim, go to Beis Mikdash. He says that in the history, we had false Mashiach. The most famous one was Yeshu HaMitzri, Christianity, and he had a false prophet, the Yishmaeli, he doesn't even call him by his name. In some places,
all these things that they took over last.
So he says, interesting thing, there was Hashgacha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The things don't make sense. Well, I think it's so possible. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to get closer to the concept of Mashiach, the concept of Hashem Echad. So he let these religions come about, and they spread the idea of Mashiach, and the idea of the God who gave mitzvahs to the farthest reaches of the world. Africa, Australia, South America, all these places, Christians, and in Asia, they're part of the Muslims, but all these places were total bodies of places, and they made part of the talk of the town with these concepts, that are real concepts. And then when Mashiach comes, it's just be more natural for everyone to say, oh yeah, we've been talking about Mashiach the whole time, we just got the wrong one. And now, internet, everyone turns on, 99.99% of the sites have been permanently closed for lack of need. But this site is telling you Mashiach is here, guys, and he's the one, the real one, Mashiach ben David. He even had a father. Yeah, Mashiach with a father. I don't know how you can Mashiach ben David had a father. That's their problem, not our problem. Anyway, so just saying this idea of getting used to things. Even the going back to Kabbalah, we have to tell you the concept of at a younger age, learning Torah is a way of getting the children used to the concept of Torah, the simple of Torah. Very important when a parent learns with a child and kind of a claim of the Rebbe and the Rebbe, not often do it, to make an pleasant experience. I just met a boy, he's struggling now, he's in his 20s, he went through different hardships. He told me, the years in his Rebbe are always sweet memories, and wonderful Rebbe, and the Nile cared about it. That keeps him over the water. But Chassid Shem's the other way around. I have these old men that I used to meet, and they say, yeah, I don't observe religion because I'm Rebbe and the Rebbe used to stick. Yeah, whether that's the reason or not, I don't know, but it was an excuse anyway. But what Nogea tells us, that is the important thing in life is to make the religion experience a pleasant one. Tagiveda b'soyosef, the children growing up, have to see it pleasant. It's that parents are excited about it. They're excited about the children's learning. And the real munchim in chinuch even recommend that sometimes it's better for the parents not to learn what they're learning in the cheder with the children. Learn something else. Because if you learn what they're learning in the cheder, and sometimes the child doesn't know so well, and the experience learning with his father is a very unpleasant experience. He's being caught that he doesn't know what he's talking about, and the parent gets upset at that also. Oh, I want my kid to be a top of class. He's not living up to my expectations. And basically, without knowing it, the child is getting a message from his father that he's a failure and he's just not doing what he's supposed to be doing, and that turns him off. Instead, he just has, whether they're learning the subject matter, which they did learn in school or not, but the experience with the father is a pleasant one, that has more of a chinuch power than anything else. Come upon, he sees and needs help, and he finds help afterwards. Afterward, but the experience between the two of them, yeah. I heard a wonderful thing in chinuch also from Rabbi Yoshim, the Chazal of Rosh Hashem, Rabbi Yoshim, Rabbi Yoshim, Rabbi Yoshim. We know there's a famous Mishnah, Ben Chomish, the Mikra, Ben Esel, the Mishnah, Ben Chamish, Israel, the Gemara. So the Chayra, all the Chazaran today are going against Mishnah of Ureshes. They start teaching Mishnah before age 10 and Gemara before age 15. So how does it work out? They said an interesting thing. When the Chazal talked about Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, they did not talk about the text. They talked about the way it's taught. You know, there's a way of Mikra, which means just simple translation of the text. Mishnah will be more deeper to understand the halachic case. Gemara is understand the ideas behind the case. He's saying, even if you learn Gemara at age 12, 13, that's what you should be taught. In a Mishnah style, not in a Gemara style. Not to expect them to understand the big tradition of the greatest Rosh Hashivas. Sometimes it happens. But it's just that get them rogel to, when you learn and understand what you're learning, you have a shock of your tire, it's very confusing. Be able to summarize it at the end. This is what came out of the sugya. This is every stage of the sugya we're told. The Kroponim, the bottom line we're saying is, chinuch, a major part of chinuch is that it should be shashua, the limit of Torah, and anything about the religion be a pleasant thing. I know Choshev Rav, that's his son in charge of the Kila, and Mem Shalosh, Yedidya Manat, that's the father's name. They say that he used to have his kids, like a few weeks before Pesach, a Gevaldic activity. Paint the whole house, I call it Pesach. Paint it whitewash. Well, you can imagine what went on. And he had to do everything again after it was finished, but he just wanted the kids to have a great time. And for Kohena, yeah. And an neighbor I once told you, I think about Rabbi Stefanski, he was in Yerushalayim, they grew up in Tel Aviv, and the parents understood that Tel Aviv was not the most conducive environment to play whatever else, ball with the kids downstairs, so not on the same spiritual level. So the father told me, my dear kids, have a bunch of sons, do whatever you want in the house, don't worry, any type of ball you want, soccer, baseball, basketball,
whatever happens, happens. We'll take the
losses.
He said, there were very few pieces of furniture that were intact, but the kids had a great time. And they all came out becoming a problem. I said, a kid needs to get what he needs to get. And I don't recommend you to do that, by the way. But it's an extreme example. But it's just a muscle for that this concept we're talking about. Torah is made to be something pleasant. It's supposed to be something that is naturally fits into our emotional state, you know. And that's what Torah Kedosh is. And these math, it's even say Rosefim, it's Rosefim, or even Void. We say it every day. If we don't have Simcha in our learning, so in the time we have to misbalance the Kedosh Baruch Hu. We say that every day, we should be Zeichot and have Simcha in our Torah, number one. Number two is, maybe we have to sit down with somebody who knows us a little better. Maybe the way we're learning needs to be modified. We're not learning the way which is Matim for us. And the third factor is, that very often it is the way it's Matim for us. But it's very often an onset, till a person develops his ability to learn, it is very taxing. It may not be the most pleasant thing. But if he realizes that I have a goal, I know this thing's supposed to be pleasant. It's not yet, I'm going to work on it and put more effort into it. Like we said before, the more effort you put into something, the more connected you get to it. And then you get to enjoy it also. So this is the Torah.
Yeah.
He says, the Hanoah a person has from Torah can come from, ooh, I see a real deep idea in the sugya. I see a nice svara. That you don't have every time you're learning. Sometimes come up or you hear from somebody else a great svara. Sometimes you learn through the sugya and you don't have clarity. You see, that's not the whole thing we're talking about. There's simcha kuvua b'Torah. To have simcha every second we're involved in learning Torah. Whether we came up with something, we didn't come to something, we worked on it, still confused. One can have simcha every second of learning Torah. Rak the Mishri Dei Heitiv is in Yonu. To understand the greatness of the Torah. I'm involved in a gift that's worth $1 trillion. And the more I put into it, the more I get out of it. The person that realizes the value of what he's doing, he enjoys it. I'm getting closer to the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're saying. The person to be mizbayin before you start learning, but this is the most basic thing for building my kesher like Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like it says, V'hav Hashem l'kecha, love Hashem, submit to the Torah. Heich, lo yivron ha'il alav ovecha. The way you have love to Torah is by putting the words of Torah on your heart. You pay attention to what you're learning. You see the yashas, the straightforward svaras, you see the emes, you see the chasodim of Hashem, you see the chokhmah. You're connecting to Hashem. You pay attention that I have this opportunity to connect to Hashem, who is the epitome of greatness. Then the kanani becomes a pleasant thing. Enjoying something is a function of appreciating. Kuzari says that one of the reasons and benefits we have from making a bracha before we eat it also is to enjoy the food more. You just don't take an apple and eat it, so you took an apple and eat it. Before you do it, you think, one second, this apple is an amazing thing. Created specially by Kodesh Baruch Hu, special for me. Look at its texture, smell, colors, or vitamins and minerals that Hashem embedded in this thing, all the implicated molecules that are necessary for my health. And aside from that, the sweet taste or the sour taste, whichever type of apple you have, tart. Everything is perfectly designed. Crunchy, apple, yeah, no mold on it, whatever it is. But then you eat it and you realize this is something created specifically for me from Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it becomes an amazing thing. You really enjoy it. You get a gift from the king. The king sends you an apple in a special box. Royal apple chalukah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm one of those people that was picked together. Royal apple. Woo. Show it off to all your friends, and you bite out of it. That's what I have to feel every time. In Kabbalah Chayimah, that's what I eat. In the apple, we feel that way. In Kabbalah Chayimah, we make the business of the Torah proper, and then we learn the Torah. That's even a greater gift from the king. It's very important, and what we're working on now is some people say that to feel down, to feel sad about something, is part of Avodas Hashem. Either to feel bad about the person did, or the fact that he's not shalom, he's not completing his avoda, but they don't realize that very often his atzus is not coming from the real place. Right? The person really is connecting constantly with Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's always feeling good. Come on, he feels bad about things he's not doing good. Now, some places they want everyone to feel good. So everybody's great, everybody's too. So everyone's great, everyone's terrific, is very nice. But if a person just suffices, okay, I'm great to live. You know, when I'm hungry, and there's a non-kosher hamburger store, I go into the non-kosher hamburger store. It's the only way to make himself survive is just feeling great to the point that I even feel great when I'm eating a non-kosher hamburger. You miss the boat. You shouldn't feel good about that. But a person should feel great that we are the chosen nation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have all the opportunities. And Baruch Hashem, we are taking care of it, taking advantage of it as much as we can. We are nichshol here and there. And chanami, about that, we're not supposed to feel happy. But it shouldn't bring us down to the point of just being sad and being negative. We have to work on it. We have to take it with full seriousness. starting point is to feel the greatness and the special source we have to be the Anashim. Says a roifidish bu'elei from the Chadish that's Vaisam. We say everything now, Rupert. One of the great rabbis said that, what do you need a refuah for a leiv shova, for a broken heart? Says a roif Hashem nishbele. Hashem loves a broken heart. And the answer is, from the Chadish that's Vaisam. The atzus, the sadness that a person has, that is a matzah. That is not a healthy thing. Shvu'elei. And I don't feel so. I be relieved. I don't feel, wow, I'm so secure with myself, I'm doing everything right. Shvu'elei. Broken heart doesn't mean depressed, doesn't mean feeling bad. It means feeling that I don't have everything right. That's good. Adarabha. But that's vaisam. Brings me to the state of atzus. That's good. So you should be saying from Yitzhak Hashem to pay attention to this. Pay attention to be happy with the fact that we're Hashem's chosen nation, where the nation Hashem gave us the Torah. We have a special kesher because Torah is built through the Torah. And not get involved in the Yitzhak that's help. Has us focus constantly on negativity. Once again, our flaws we have to work on. We have to take it seriously. But not live in negativity, not live in atmosphere. Another rather. Am Medushne Oinig, the nation which is full of pleasure, because we are the chosen nation of our Kodesh.